This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Joining us on our Policy Thursday, Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, last time we spoke, the Senate was wrangling with the Build Back Better initiative, but it was stalled and appeared dead.
Yes, so when we were talking about this in July, which was a Senate-led proposal designed to deal with climate change and some healthcare items, was dead and buried. And then lo and behold, right before the month ended, it was announced that Senate Democratic leaders had agreed to a deal with Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, who's sort of the key swing vote on this, to a smaller scale bill called the Inflation Reduction Act. And it would do a variety of things, but for agriculture, the good thing is that it would pay $20 billion over the next 4 years, starting the upcoming fiscal year, to help both crop and livestock producers reduce their greenhouse gas emissions and to get paid to do that. The biggest component of that would be more funding for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. That would get about $8 billion over the next few years. And that's money that is often used by dairy farmers and other livestock producers for various on-farm projects. So this is a good development. It is not a done deal yet. As we're talking here on Wednesday, Bill, the Senate has yet to vote on this, so we don't know if there will be 50 votes to pass it. But it does look like that if it passes the Senate, the House will take it up and pass it.
Another issue that we've been discussing through the years and perhaps the decades is immigration reform, and there's some latest developments on this.
Yeah, so even while the attention this week in the Senate has been on this inflation reduction legislation, we're also reminding senators that they should not forego the opportunity to pass farm labor and immigration reform. So we joined a letter to the Senate leaders earlier this week, a coalition of hundreds of different farm and ag organizations that all want to see agricultural workforce reform yet this year. Now, as a reminder, Bill, the House last year passed something called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. And the bottom line on that is that it would give dairy farmers the ability to use the H-2A visa program, which currently is not available to them. So unfortunately, the Senate, they've been negotiating on this for more than a year, but there hasn't been any finite and clear path forward for them on this. So the letter that we sent up to every member of the Senate, but particularly the Senate leadership, said, hey, time's a-wasting. We have dire workforce shortages throughout most of the economy, including on farms, and that this would actually be an anti-inflationary effort as well. It's ironic because what we were talking about a minute ago, the Inflation Reduction Act, they had to recast that as a way to help fight rising prices, and that's sort of the same message that we're delivering on the need for farm workforce reform, is that if we have better access to reliable farm labor, then that actually will help reduce the cost of producing food. So we're hoping that the Senate will take action on this. As you mentioned, the tortured history of immigration reform would make one perhaps not be a cockeyed optimist on this, but we're hoping that cooler heads will prevail this summer and that the Senate can take this up before the fall elections.
Mm-hmm. You talk about agriculture, but the dairy industry kind of stands apart from that because there are no seasonal workers.
Yeah. Exactly. I know that a lot of the seasonal employers aren't completely in love with the H-2A program. It's not perfect, but at least if you are a fruit and vegetable grower, you have access to that. For those that have year-round perennial labor needs, which includes dairy operations, they don't even have the ability to use that right now. So that's a message that we have to keep delivering, that we need to have access to a reliable workforce. We want to keep our current workers, certainly, but we also want to have a future flow of workers that we can rely on, and that's why the Senate needs to take action this year.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details about their organization at nmpf.org. Producers suffering qualifying natural disaster crop losses in 2020 and 21 now have more time to apply for USDA Emergency Relief Program funding. FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau.
What we're talking about is extending the application period, and it's really, to call it an application is a little bit of a misnomer. Sent it out to all producers who had an indemnified loss, and all they had to do was read it, verify it, check a couple boxes agreeing to secure some type of risk management coverage for the next 2 years, and send that back in.
And there is no deadline for application as of yet. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.